Back now with Day to Day, some of the major TV networks have new plans to take on YouTube. You recall the recent news about YouTube, bought by Google for almost $1.7 billion. Now news reports say some media giants are in talks to create a YouTube of their own. Marketplace's Amy Scott is here. Amy, who is in these talks?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, these are the real heavy hitters: Viacom, News Corp, CBS, and NBC Universal. Apparently Disney, which owns ABC, is sitting this one out. The Journal says the aim would be to create a jointly owned website where all of these companies would distribute content from their networks. They've also reportedly discussed creating some kind of web player that would allow users to download video from the internet. YouTube has, as you know, been posing a bigger and bigger threat to these traditional media companies, particularly since Google bought the video site earlier this year. And the idea is to figure out how to stem the loss of viewers and, more importantly, advertisers.
So how would they stack up against, people call it GooTube now, YouTube by Google?
Well, these companies certainly have the content. YouTube has had plenty of copyright troubles, and these companies wouldn't have that problem. But I talked to David Berlind, executive editor of the technology news site ZDNet. He says these companies don't have the best track record when it comes to internet ventures.
They're television broadcasters at heart, and it's hard to change a leopard's spots. I really find that they're better off working with either Google or another company that really understands the medium well, understands how to work in the internet space.
I should point out that Berlin's employer, CNET Networks, is one of those companies trying to compete with YouTube. It offers a photo and video sharing service. But Berlin says, remember what happened several years ago with Disney's Go.com? It was a search engine that aimed to compete with Yahoo. Well, Disney had to shut that site down and lost millions of dollars. So many are skeptical when old media tries to start such a venture.
And some of these old media companies here, they're fierce competitors among themselves, that is, with each other. So it's a little unusual for them to join forces like this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And people in the industry call this co-opetition. These are networks that compete fiercely for viewers and for advertisers. So it is hard to imagine how they would peacefully coexist on a website and then continue to battle with each other on the airwaves. On the other hand, David Berlind says maybe this is the vision of the future. If these networks keep losing eyeballs, they might have to join forces. And coming up later today on Marketplace, we'll learn why holiday tipping isn't always as altruistic as it seems.
Amy, thank you for that. Amy Scott of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.